Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Vav of Masechtas Nazir. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the discussion regarding Rav Chisda's distinction between Nazirus Mu'atas and Nazirus Meruba in the Meisifra Vegomri of a Nazir Mitzayr. The two brises that are a proof that there is no distinction, in all cases Ein Oilin Loi, these days are not included in the Minyan Nazirus. The Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir regarding B'chol Toma Min Hames She'ina Nazir Megaleich Alau Ein Chayom Nalau Al Bias Mikdash. Whether a Tame Mase is liable for Bias Mikdash in the sorts of Tuma that a Nazir is not obligated for Taglachas. Rabbi Kiva's Kal V'chomer that a Nazir must be Megaleach for Mago Masa of Erevias Dam. Some of the terms and concepts we'll learn about include Mitzayra. A Mitzayra is a person who has developed a white patch on his skin, which must be examined by a Kohen. Yimehez Geirui. If the Tzaras is inconclusive, the Kohen first puts him into confinement for 7 days. Yimei Gamrei or Yimei Chalutai. If the Kohen then sees the Nega again and rules that he is Tamei, the person becomes a Mitzayra Mukhlet, in which he is sent out of the city and must wait until Gamrei, the Tzaras, goes away. Yimei Sifrei. After the Tzaras disappears, a Kohen goes out to him Mechutz L'machne and performs the procedure of the two birds, one of which is slaughtered and the second is sent away. The Mitzayra then shaves all the hair of his body and immerses in the mikvah. He waits 7 more days, at which point he shaves again and again immerses in the mikvah. On the 8th day, the Mitzayra brings the Karbanis Mitzayra. In Gidul Seir Pachas Malam Adyoim, a Nazir cannot shave a growth of less than 30 days. An etzim kisaira, bone of a mess the size of a barley grain, is not metame through oil, only through maga contact and masa carrying. However, a revias dam is metame even through oil.